The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. It's American Painters Day. Who's your favorite American painter?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Matt Painter, right? Basketball coach at Purdue, right? Matt Painter.
Yeah, I guess you could go with Matt Painter. I mean, isn't
there some... Who would you go with?
Dutch Boy. I don't know.
Dutch Boy is not a real person. That's just on the paint.
I know.
They're not an actual painter. Well, like Edward Hopper was a great American painter.
Oh,
but
now you're going to show off that great Binghamton education now. Now you're going to show off. I like the Harper College, baby.
I don't really think you know much about painting. I don't.
I know nothing
about painting. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We will get to Binghamton's big win over Stony Brook later in the show. Eat it, Stony Brook. Take that to the CAA. But we begin again today with Brian Flores and his racial discrimination class action lawsuit against the NFL. According to Mark Maskey in the Washington Post, the NFL plans to investigate Flores' allegation that Dolphins owner Steve Ross offered him $100,000 per game to lose, a charge that Ross vehemently denies. Well, Wilbon, how seriously should the league take this issue? And is the charge taking attention away from the primary thrust behind the lawsuit?
Well, Tony, in the betting culture in which we live that surrounds the NFL, and happily for the NFL owners and the commissioner, I'm sure, in a time where as the media, primary media revenues may be drying up, the gambling revenues just turn the faucet on and let them flow. But if you're betting on one of those games, Tony, serious better, or just a casual better, and you come to find out later that the game that you betted on, and you did this sincerely, you did this because you received certain information that allowed you to take money out of your pocket, maybe lots of it, and then that game was tanked, how would you feel? What would be coming toward the league then if it turned out that all this betting, which the league loves to see, is just based on some phony result? What would happen then, oh my goodness, even in federal court?
So I don't think the NFL has to worry about the spigot of money being turned off. They had the highest television ratings that they'd ever had this year. I don't bleed for them in that regard. But you're 100% right. This is the integrity of the game.
Yes.
Particularly in the betting culture. If you can prove that an owner wanted to tank games and offered his coach $100,000 per game and then paid him, that owner is immediately disqualified from owning the team. That's it, that day.
It's fixing.
That owner is gone.
It would be fixing now, if that was found to be true.
That's right. That's right. Now, how do you prove it? Absent, you know, documentation, you have to have corroborating information. Somebody, I guess, has to have heard it. But it's certainly worth pursuing. You know, if you can find that out, it is absolutely worth pursuing. The larger issue, though, is more important here. And the larger issue is, why are black coaches the last to be hired and the first to be fired? And you need a remedy for that. Mike, I'm not smart enough to know what the remedy is, but I am smart enough to look at a picture of all the players in the NFL and a picture of all the head coaches in the NFL and know that something is wrong here.
Yeah.
So something has to be done.
So we got multiple things working here. These are very separate, related only by, you know, this story, the part of the story that comes out of Miami, if you believe the allegation and what's going to be followed. If there's going to be an investigation into the allegation and you have discovery in a lawsuit, Tony, yes, it's taking away from the news of the day, or which could be the chat, that Byron Leftwich is supposedly removing himself from the Jaguars' head coaching search. So even the daily drip of what is happening to black coaches, people who have earned a chance to be head coaches, like Byron Leftwich, who's wearing a Super Bowl ring because he was a coordinator and was a coach before that. So that is now...
Allegedly, the reporting is... The reporting is from a couple of people on that he didn't want to work with the GM.
Fine.
They wanted to bring in his own GM. I mean, so I can't particularly speak to that issue. But what I don't think should happen here is when you get in the issues of tampering, which is a great story that we don't have time for, or fixing games. The larger issue is about racial discrimination.
You know what,
that's
Tony,
the larger issue.
All of this and other things that have come up, something else in Washington with Dan Snyder in the news again here. All of this, Tony, looks at NFL behavior at the highest level. That's what I think. I look at it and say, they put out a wonderful product. What about the behavior? What about the behavior over recent years? Often is somewhere between objectionable and reprehensible, allegedly. So all of it is of a piece, Tony, to me. And it just, it looks at, let's train our investigation on the highest points of the NFL pyramid and what's going to happen next. And that way, they are related to me. Jim Harbaugh will not be the next coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Coach Kaki interviewed with the team yesterday, but afterward informed Michigan that he will be returning to Ann Arbor to coach in 2022. The Vikings are expected to hire Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell as their new head coach after the Super Bowl. Your thoughts, Tony, on how all of this is playing out?
I can't really speak to Kevin O'Connell. I don't know him. I know that he worked for Sean McVay. Sean McVay is about 18 years old, and this will be the fourth assistant to get a head coaching job in the NFL. And, you know, and they've all done pretty well. But let me speak to the Harbaugh thing in this regard. I just think it's very, very weird. I make the assumption that Jim Harbaugh has an agent and that before you get on the plane to Minnesota, your agent says, this is the kind of money we're looking for. This is the kind of deal we're looking for, or else we're not going to get on the plane. Jim Harbaugh, we can talk about equality and inclusivity all we want. Jim Harbaugh, his record in the NFL is 44-19-1. Anybody can hire Jim Harbaugh because he has proven in the NFL by going to a Super Bowl that he knows what he's doing. I have to think, Mike, that he got on that plane thinking this job is mine if I want it. And now it disappears very embarrassing, does it not?
Yeah.
That Jim Harbaugh is not walking away with that job?
Well, first of all, Tony, it was a presumption that shouldn't have been made. Secondly, I don't want to presume that Jim Harbaugh has an agent who's leading this whole search. That I heard something contrary, completely contrary to that yesterday. So,
So
if Jim Harbaugh is doing this thing on his own, there could have been some misunderstanding. He's juggling 20 balls at once on recruiting day, you know, which is, you would think, the biggest day in the history of mankind, according to these recruiting zealots. So, Tony, his star does not appear to be as high, as bright as you would think it is, Jim Harbaugh, given that he's coming off his best season at Michigan, where he finally beat Ohio State, got into the Big Ten title game. And, Tony, he's got this record at a time where there have been all these vacancies at the NFL. Yeah, but, Tony, but people are looking at him secondarily.
He's got the fifth highest winning percentage ever.
Yeah.
Fifth highest ever.
Okay.
I mean, it's just hard for me to – now, it's great if you're Michigan and people are going to say, how do the recruits feel? Let me tell you how the recruits feel. They can leave in a year or two. They can leave. Coaches leave. Everybody leaves.
Yeah.
Everybody leaves. There's nothing holding anybody to any place. But I just felt – wow, here's Harbaugh. To me, if you're flying Harbaugh in, you're hiring Harbaugh. So I was surprised.
Even if there's a $100 million asking price, if that's true.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, my answer to that,
$100 million for Jim Harbaugh?
Mike, my answer to, over 10 years, my answer to that is very simple. Who are the Minnesota Vikings not to give him the money? What did they win recently, exactly? We move. The Winter Olympics kick off officially tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. What we call primetime in my house, with the opening ceremony, the parades, the hoopla. Wilbon, you may not feel much about these Olympics at this moment,
right?
But do you expect them to suck you in at some point?
Tony, I don't. And this is a fair and legitimate question because you and I have covered a lot of Olympics in person, winter and summer. I've covered, at least 3 Winter Olympics? I've been there. I've loved it when I was there. Now, I was there at a time where the NHL players had come in, and I found that irresistible. But I also did stuff like go out to the biggest mountains and look at Bomba Race and all these, you know, there were famous people in the 80s and 90s and aughts who competed in the Winter Olympics. And Tone, I feel no attraction to the Winter Olympics at all. I don't know if the rest of the sports landscape has changed so dramatically. Because I missed out on NBA games and college basketball when I was in the Alps or wherever it was, in Japan and Nagano. Tone, I feel I don't think I'm going to turn this on. Will you?
So here's where we differ. I don't have any feel for it yet, and I emphasize yet.
Right.
But I know who I am. I know I've been to these things. I know I love to see the downhill in case Klammer flies off the mountain. I know I love to see the ski jump, even though it's not nearly as high in
Maddie
person
Niemanen.
As you think it is from
great
television.
Stuff.
Right. And I love the luge and the bobsled and all of that stuff. And unlike you, I love the skating. I think it's gorgeous.
Hate
and I think one slip and you lose a medal.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of things I'm not crazy about. The outdoor parts of the Olympics, we're going to know the results long before we see them on television.
See, that's
going to happen in the middle of the night
that's
for
a
us.
Big problem,
that's hard. And there won't be any crowds. And I don't like that. But I do sort of find parts of the Olympics irresistible. And I expect to watch it. Like you, though, I'm disappointed in the lack of NHL people in a hockey. And I think I'm also
going
to be affected.
Tournament.
And I have been.
Great tournament.
I was affected in the bubble. In the NBA playoffs,
right.
I was affected by what I'm going to say now. When you have no crowds, it's bad.
Yeah.
You lose something without crowds, I think. Anyway.
Law and Order reruns are on at that hour. I got stuff I can click to.
Let's take a break. Coming up, the Nets have suddenly lost six straight. What's the word for that?
And what's the best way to describe Jimbo Fisher's rant about criticisms of Texas A&M's program?
Yeah, I didn't get to tell the story about the tampering. The bell rang. Maybe tomorrow I'll tell that story. It's also in Miami. Tampering. Good story.
A lot of stuff in Miami.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time for What's the Word, or as I like to call it, Lingo Bingo. What's first?
It's blank that the Nets have now lost six in a row.
It's shocking. They lost to Sacramento. Sacramento had lost seven in a row coming into this, and 12 out of 14. Sacramento stinks. They haven't been in the playoffs in 15 years. I know Durant's not playing, but Harden and Kyrie are playing. Harden got four, Mike. Let me say that again. He got 4 points. Harden and Kyrie shot 7 for 26. That's terrible. There's something wrong here, Mike, and it
you
may be
so?
Something deeply wrong.
Wow.
There may be something deeply wrong here with this team.
Tony, I haven't gone to that yet because it's just it's the dog days of the NBA. You are very familiar. You covered the league a long time. You know as you approach the NBA All-Star game, people just sort of zone out. They get in a bad mood. They get cantankerous like you in an attic for a few weeks. And I don't want to go crazy yet. I'll say it's odds bashing. Because the odds makers, who you like to quote when you go betting crazy on this show, the
I
odds
do.
Makers had like the Nets and the Lakers as winning and then winning the West. And of course, this looks really stupid now. The Lakers part looks dumber than the Nets part. Tone, I'm not going to go to something being wrong yet. You could be onto something. I'm going to attribute this to the time of season when it is. It's a long road trip. I think the Nets will be back. Kevin Durant solves a lot of problems whenever he gets back, and he's not there now.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm just going to put it on the odds makers in Vegas. Odds bashing.
I wonder if all the other players on the team look at the privilege that Durant and Kyrie get, and they don't like it, and they don't like the drama. What's next?
Jimbo Fisher's defense of the Texas A&M program was blank.
Just roll some of this, and then I'll give you my word.
There is no $30 million fund. There is no $5 million. There is no $10 million. This is garbage, okay? And it does. It pisses me off that people, and here it comes from a site called Bro Bible by a guy named Slice Bread. Then everybody runs with it. So it's written on the internet as gospel. How irresponsible is that?
All right. So here's the deal. The word is spirited. What happens is that the Texas A&M had the best recruiting class in the country. It's the first time in the last 12 years that it wasn't Georgia or Alabama. So everyone assumes Texas A&M is cheating. And the aforementioned sliced bread says there's a $30 million slush fund available to Texas A&M athletes. And then your boy Lane Kiffin chimes in and he says they're going to go over the luxury tax on how much they paid for this class, which is a good line. So Jimbo Fisher goes wild and he uses words like garbage, unbelievable, clown act, insulting, ridiculous, irresponsible, and joke. And he fires back. The best thing he said, Mike, he was defending the academic honor of Texas A&M. And he said this, and I quote this accurately, there ain't a better university in this country. There ain't. He's your boy.
No, he's not my boy. By the way, is sliced bread related by chance to Kimbo Slice? A name that we haven't really introduced in a long, long time. Tony, it didn't even qualify as a rant because it didn't have any expletives. It was just run on. It was just silly and goofy, and this is what college football is now. You introduce Notre Dame and you criticize them. You bring up Saban, you criticize him. You have Lane Kiffin, and you just have a soup of stupidness around recruiting. And by the way, it's not illegal because now that you can have a slush fund. You can give them whatever they want. It's not illegal at all.
Name, image, and likeness rules all.
Run on. That's all it was.
Rules all.
Run on junk.
Ain't.
College football junk.
It's the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Binghamton sticks it to Stony Brook. Get out. Go to the CAA.
And the U.S. men's national soccer team doesn't have much trouble in the cold. Not as much as some weather wimps thought it might be.
They shouldn't have played that there.
No.
Minus 16,
no.
Mike?
No. And it could cost us later.
That's not fair.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 70th birthday, Fred Lynn. Lynn came up for good with the Red Sox in 1975, and by the end of the season, he was voted Rookie of the Year and Most Valuable Player, and he played in the only World Series he'd get to. Lynn batted .331, hit 21 home runs, drove in 105, led the American League in doubles with 47, and won the first of his four Gold Gloves. The only other player to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season was Ichiro in 2001. Lynn played center field between Jim Rice in left and Dwight Evans in right, one of the great outfields ever. The Red Sox lost that 1975 World Series to the Big Red Machine in seven games. Everyone remembers Game 6 and Carlton Fisk waving his home run fair. Lynn was a 9-time All-Star in his 17 seasons in Boston, California, Baltimore, Detroit, and San Diego. Batting champ in 1979, hitting .333 with 29 homers and 122 RBI. In college at USC, Lynn's team won back-to-back-to-back World Series.
But Tony, one World Series for Lynn, that seems impossible. He and Jim Rice, .309, 22 home runs, 102 runs batted in. That has to be the all-time 1-2 rookie punch offensively, doesn't it?
Yes.
Rice,
yes.
And Lynn, come on.
Oh, man. Sure.
But one World
Series,
sure.
Happy anniversary, and a not-so-happy anniversary, Tom Brady. On this day 20 years ago, Brady won the first of his six Super Bowls in New England and was named the game's MVP, the first of four such honors. When the Patriots upset the heavily favored St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, 20-17. But on this day 14 years ago, Brady may have suffered his most agonizing defeat when David Tyree pinned an Eli Manning pass to the top of his helmet to set up the game-winning touchdown as the Giants beat the 18-0 Patriots, denying them the greatest season in NFL history. And then on this day 3 years ago, Brady and the Patriots beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3 for Brady's sixth and final New England Super Bowl in one of the dullest Super Bowls. These are three of the 10 Super Bowls Brady played in and two of the seven he won. Brady is so far ahead in Super Bowl categories, you need a telescope to see him.
Tony, he is, and maybe it's a testament to his greatness, that the lost games, the ones of the Giants, those are the ones that pop to mind most. And I know he won seven, but those two stand out. That Tyree catch, it doesn't hurt.
Happy trails, Honduras. The United States men's national soccer team beat Honduras 3-0 last night in a World Cup qualifier in frigid St. Paul. Honduras said two of its players were treated for hypothermia after temperatures reached as low as minus 16. The Honduran goalie needed an IV at halftime. The Honduras coach said, quote, "Football is not possible in these conditions. It's not for enjoying, but for suffering," unquote. United States coach Greg Berhalter seemed unsympathetic, saying, quote, "We provided Honduras and their staff and the referees with warm weather gear," unquote. And then talked about how hot and humid it is when the United States goes to play in those countries.
Yeah, Berhalter, to me, Tony, seems to be somewhere between objectionable and hateable. He seems like just one of those people that, while I cheer for the team and I'm glad they won last night, him personally, not going to like.
Yes. And a melancholy trails, Bill Fitch, the Hall of Fame NBA coach who won the championship with the Celtics of Bird, McHale, and Parrish in 1981, died yesterday at age 89. Fitch coached 25 seasons for the Cavaliers, Celtics, Rockets, Nets, and Clippers. Fitch's record of 9-44 and 11-06 puts him 11th all-time in victories and second in losses, but that's because Fitch started with an expansion team in Cleveland and took over bad teams at the Nets and Clippers. Fitch was coach of the year at Boston and Cleveland, and then he took the Rockets to the NBA Finals in 1986, losing to his old team in Boston.
Tony, I worried that those great coaches like Bill Fitch are just forgotten already, and people don't really, even people who consider themselves real passionate basketball fans, they didn't appreciate or don't now the coaching that went into assembling and managing those teams and those egos, and that's too bad because Bill Fitch was great.
25 years of coaching.
Come on, man.
Is a lot of years of coaching. A lot of people want you. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Daily Mail reports that Bryson DeChambeau has been offered $135 million to join the Saudi Golf League. Your thoughts?
To compare that, Tiger made roughly $120 million in his career in PGA Tour earnings, which was thought to be off the charts. Unreal. Wow. The Sixers lost at home to the Wizards. Can you explain that?
I can't.
No, Bradley
the Sixers should win that game.
Yeah.
Embiid's not being redshirted this year. He was out there. The Rockets beat the Cavs. Explain that.
The Rockets have some talent. Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., and Christian Wood. I know they're bad now. They're not going to be forever. 102.5 the game says Aaron Rodgers is building a home in a suburb of Nashville. Does that tell you anything?
Tells me two things. It says that in his next career, he wants to be a country singer in Nashville. And it tells me that Ryan Tannehill ought to be nervous, don't you think? He ought to be. Last one, Binghamton beat Stony Brook. How are we celebrating tonight, Wilbon?
I don't know. You're going to buy the crew and the whole studio some drinks, right?
It's wonderful. What do we need to buy? 77-61, we drummed them. Get out of the league. Get out of the
league.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Josh Maurer, go Brewers.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Amanda Baleonis, you're lucky that was a near miss ace at number 7 at Cypress. You'd be buying drinks. I got intel. You'd still be buying drinks.
You don't drink. You drink Kia Royale.
I know, but